Hey guys, it's Colton.
Andrew.
You're listening to the Shower Thoughts Podcast. And today we have a special guest. What's your name, sir?
Peyton Nugent. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate it.
So, recently in the news, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh boy.
He's been snitching on everyone. What do you think about this?
Well, I think about it. I think he's going to get him into a lot more trouble than he's already in. Not with police, but
when
I think
he gets out.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
That is not good business, especially being previously gang affiliated. I mean, I see nothing good coming from that.
What about the witness protection plan?
Well, when you're famous, that doesn't help much.
This dude's got a 6ix9ine tattooed on his forehead.
He can't hide from that.
Put a little makeup over it.
I'm kind of scared for his like family. Like, I guess like his, you know, his like girlfriend and his. Doesn't he have a baby and something like that? Like,
oh my God. I wasn't aware of that. But
I think he does. Like, he definitely has a baby mama. So he definitely has a baby. So like, yeah, that's not good for them at all.
Oh. I think he's getting a little bit more thug life than he wanted to be.
Yeah. And like, no matter where he goes, this man's like a target everywhere. Like, especially with gangs and stuff.
I mean, he's made it that way.
Yeah.
He's wanted the attention. He's put it out there. Exactly. He put himself out there. And, you know, now he's going to get the repercussions from it. But, you know, it's up to him.
That is his choice.
Do you think he was the one that snitched on 21?
You know, I don't think those guys were that buddy-buddy. You know, I don't think they were that on that kind of level where he would know anything about him.
Yeah, I think he only snitched on, like, the Trey... What's it? The Trey Boy... Is it Trey Bloods? Or I don't know.
Treyway.
Yeah, well, the Treyway gang, I guess. What do you want to call it? But a lot of people were, like, making memes that, like, 6ix9ine snitched on YNW Melly.
Poor Melly, man.
Yeah.
He gets out of prison, drops a good album, goes right back.
Yeah, exactly. didn't he kill, like, two of his
best friends? Yeah, what did they do?
Yeah, I know.
What happened?
I know one song, he's like, it was an accident or something. Like,
oh, my God, yeah. If you listen to his music and you actually listen to him on interviews, every time he talks about being a murderer, he pauses after he says something. Like, he is dead. He's giving himself away.
Yeah.
And everything he talks about. It's crazy to me. No one picked up on that earlier.
That's how all rappers are. Like, they say all this stuff and like their songs and stuff, and like they mean it. Like, why else would you? Like, a lot of times it's like flexing, but like,
well, yeah. See, that's the difference between, you know, modern, you know, post 1990 or post 90s rap, is that when Tupac and Biggie Smalls and all the big guys in the rap game back in the 90s were throwing music around, they didn't just talk about that life, they lived it.
Yeah.
Nowadays it's more of just like a status thing.
Yeah,
if you want to really, yeah,
like
force
Lil Pump.
It's all about, yeah, Lil Pump, he's a big example of that. All he's just throwing money around for no reason.
Everything
money
he says doesn't make sense.
And a lot of these guys are young cats now. They're not like, in, you know, granted Tupac wasn't very old, but I mean, he was in his 20s, you know, he grew up in that kind of lifestyle. These kids are, you know, 16, 17 years old, our age, and throwing around this kind of lifestyle that they're not prepared for.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, that's like, just imagine if we had that much money, like, what would we do with it, you know?
Nothing good.
Yeah, nothing good.
Flex it?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Like, I get a little bit of money, I go buy a Switch. Like, it's like, what the heck? It's the same thing.
That seems like a good way to change the conversation up. How's that thing treating you? You like that?
Oh, yeah, I like it. I just got this... They got this new game. It's free. It's called Tetris 99. It's really hard. I can't... Because, like, you, like, play against a bunch of, like... You play against 99 other people. And, like, you, like, attack each other, kind of. It's, like, crazy.
God,
huh?
Isn't... You know, speaking of video games, isn't that crazy how much those have changed from, like...
Oh,
think
of
it like 1983, right, when the first Nintendo came out. Maybe 86, I don't have my facts too straight, but, you know, imagine showing somebody from 1986 or 1983 an Xbox One.
Yeah.
They'd be amazed.
Yeah,
it would blow their mind. You know,
the
video
graphics.
Games, oh my God, they came so far in the last 20, 30 years, it's insane.
Technology in general, it's like,
and we're advancing
crazy.
super fast.
Like, a phone can recognize your face, that's crazy. Like, you used to have, like, press buttons and stuff, like... Or, like, what's, like, when you have to round the clock, like, circle it, and then, like, it's just stuff like that.
Well, see, I mean, technology now, we advance so fast that people, you know, the thing with change is that not everybody is for it. Most people don't like change. Like, with the iPhone X, for example, we were talking about the facial recognition, right? A lot of people weren't about that when it first came out. They were like, well, I want my button.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like this idea. But, like, you know, with time, everybody adapts to whatever happens, because at the end of the day, we don't have much choice over that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, of course, we could stop buying the phones, but, you know, how many people you know are just going to stop buying iPhones just because they don't like something about it?
Yeah, exactly.
It's all a consumer thing. It's all money.
And can we talk about your event you had last week?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. That was real good fun.
Can you explain what it was?
Well, you see a couple, you know, I say a couple, but it was more than a couple after a while. A few weeks ago, me and a few of my friends, we went to Burger King. We bought a whole bunch of nuggets. You know, I say a whole bunch. It was just about 100. And we thought it'd be fun. You know, they're pretty cheap. It's a dollar. It's high school kid food, you know. And we were having fun. We ate those nuggets. We had to call a few friends to help us, you know, kill those out. We were like, you know what? We could do better. And so I set up a Facebook group and got a Snapchat group together, and we created the BK Buster Nugget Challenge. It was something pretty amazing, if I do say so myself. I got as many people as I could from different schools. I mean, I even had people from St. Clair and Herman talking to people about this. And we had a whole bunch of people come down to the Washington Burger King, and we bought a whole bunch of nuggets, about 1,520 in total. And we killed them all right there. It was pretty great.
Yeah, me and Drew were there. I feel like I had like 40 nuggets, and I was just dying. Like, my stomach hurt so bad.
No, honestly, you know, if I'm being honest with everyone, when I got there, I wasn't really hungry at all. Yeah, but it was more of just like the event. Yeah, it was just more the event, dude. Yeah, like, I had to be there for that. Yeah, like, I set it up. And I skipped lunch and everything, but I was like, I got there and I saw all that food, and I was like, you know what, dude, I'm
destroy this thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was there.
That day, I also learned that they sell Surge out of the fountain at Burger King. And I was so excited that.
I feel so bad for those Burger King workers, man, because the manager actually pulled me aside at one point, and she was like, we were so understaffed when you guys came in. We only had like 3 people in the back, and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I didn't mean anything by it, but I mean, you know, this is the way of the game.
Yeah, I mean, they had to make some money off of it.
Oh, of course. They made good revenue off of it. I mean, probably, you know, over $200.
Yeah, exactly. In like a 30-minute span.
Oh my God. I knew it was bad when I couldn't park in the parking lot.
Oh yeah, that was insane.
It was pretty bad.
So yeah.
Segue into a next topic. Anybody got any ideas?
Yeah. Let me think. Oh, so I was thinking earlier when you're talking about like old video games and like compared to now.
Of course.
I was thinking of like, you know, Jack Black and like Jablinski Games, how he's a new YouTube channel.
Have you seen it? Jack Black is, what is it? Okay, I hate to divert the conversation, but I mean, all these actors, filmmakers like Will Smith, Jack Black, all these guys are getting into the YouTube scene. What do you think is causing those guys to move medium so much? You think movies and television is not as big as YouTube?
It's just so popular. YouTube's so popular. It's such a huge, like, everyone's on it. Like, so, like, it's a way to promote movies as well. Like, Will Smith probably does it more to promote stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, Jack Black right now, I think he just wants to do it with, to do it with his kid. Like, I think his kids want to do it. So he's like, why not? Let's just do it. Because he's, you know, he's got a big fan base. He could, you know, do whatever he wants, really. And, like, it's, I don't know, it's pretty cool. Like, Will Smith's, like, you know, his is, like, real cringy and stuff. But Jack Black's kind of, like, a fun guy to watch.
Well, because I think Will Smith, he's not really old, but he's getting up there in age. I think he's more from a pastime where he thinks that, like, the internet isn't for much except for advertising and information purposes. I don't think he sees the full spectrum of how big that social media has really became. And I think with the whole popularity of YouTube reaching out to all these different stars and actors is that, like you said, it's an easier medium. Because filmmaking and movies, you know, how many kids do you know that just sit down and watch movies, like, when they come out, like, release?
Exactly.
You know, and not a lot of people do that.
People
stream it on Netflix, or they sit at home on their computer, and they watch YouTube. Because it's free, it's easy entertainment.
Don't have to move.
And, like, I feel like a lot of people, like, even with, like, watching movies at home, they're always on their phones anyway, so not really watching it. So, like, a 10-minute video for them is easier to watch, like, than a whole 2-hour movie.
Right? See, I think with technology expanding on this, I think the attention span of people has gone so far down. It's very upsetting to me. Because if you look in a social setting, like, for example, school or anything, you know, we have a group of a bunch of different people of all different personality types and from all different backgrounds, and we would not even get to know each other. I mean, we barely have any social interaction in school because, you know, people are either too shy, they sit there on their phone, and they ignore the world. You know, I know kids that walk through the hallways with headphones in, not connected to their phone at all, just because they don't want to talk to people.
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's crazy. But, I mean, it's just the world we're growing up in, and, you know, I see younger kids acting worse and worse and worse. Yeah.
I know ADHD or, like, ADD rates have been going up so much higher.
Well, it's because parents aren't spending enough time with their kids.
They're sitting them down in front of a TV. They're just letting them watch it.
Like, my nephew...
Why are they going off to do something?
My nephew had a phone when he was 4 years old.
Oh, yeah. I didn't get a phone until I was, like,
8th
grade, honestly.
When I was growing up, phones weren't even a big thing.
Yeah.
I was lucky if I got a Nokia when I was, like, 10.
Or, like a black tablet.
Oh,
like, $20.
Oh, yeah. Well, dude, when the first iPod Touch came out, oh, my God, that thing slapped. That was awesome. Are you kidding me? You know how many hours I spent knocking down, you know, pigs just for no reason, just sitting there? Like, when the Xbox 360 came out in, like, 2007. Oh, my God.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Back to the gaming.
Back to the gaming.
Oh yeah. It all comes full circle.
That one meme with the guy when he was playing what's that new game? That free game?
Apex
Legends.
Yes.
And he was playing that and then he was like then they changed it to like the Xbox 360 and
yes.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Yep.
I played Apex like I got on one time and played like a couple matches.
Do you think it's a Fortnite killer?
I mean a lot of people are playing it more now. And I'm just not into that kind of gaming, I guess. Like
Royale
and like shooting in general. Like I don't know, like shooting games, like they're fun like when you first play them, mm-hmm. but then after a while just kind of get bored. It's just like the same thing over and over.
New games come out.
Well, yeah, in my opinion, I think the whole Battle Royale section of gaming nowadays, it's a real big fad hit. You know,
yeah.
PUBG started it, Fortnite expanded it, and now all these other gaming companies are trying to get their slice of the pie.
Yeah.
And I don't blame them because it's a very easy concept to cash into because they only have to have a few select maps,
mm-hmm.
they don't have to have much variation, they can have the same guns, and all they got to do is just change it up every once in a while.
Yeah.
And I think where they're really going to make their money from that is with microtransactions. Because they're going to get a lot of people buying different skins, different weapon skins, different attachments so they can throw on their ship before they drop down into the game. And I think it's just an easy way to make money, and I think developers are going to milk that until people don't like it anymore. And I think there's such a big market for it already that it's not going to end anytime soon.
Yeah. Microtransactions
are killing games.
Like 2K for sure. Like that's the worst.
That is the
one.
Grindiest game ever.
Yeah.
That is more grindy than any World of Warcraft game in the last 10 years. It's insane.
It's so,
and they come out every year.
It gets to the point like you just don't want to buy it.
It's a constant money maker.
You get overall like what 85, and then like
then they
you
go,
gotta get another one.
Think about how that business model works though. You know, they have a group of people. Mostly high school kids or even their college years, whatever, that will buy this game every year religiously, right?
Yeah.
They'll get their characters to 99 overall every year religiously.
Yeah.
And they'll pay extra money to do that faster, right? They keep that same business model going for 10, 20, 30 years until people get sick of it. That's a constant stream of money with no changing at all.
Yeah.
They don't have to put very much effort into anything. The biggest thing they got to change is graphics because they got to update it because, you know, games are getting better looking. But it's the same concept, same controls. They tweak it a little bit, make it feel different. It's not different.
Yeah,
it's all the same shooting mechanics, just with a different skin thrown over it.
Yeah.
They have the overalls of the players, change the teams around. There you go, done deal.
Yeah.
And they can update these games for 2 or 3 years. And if you notice, you can see how this business model works so well, because if you look, a 2K game that came out 2 years ago or a year ago is like $15-$10.
Mm-hmm.
Because they drop in value so quick upon release, because the main money they make from those games is the people that buy them that day when it comes out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main money they make. They're the 3 months that the game first comes out, they make all their profit from that, and then it drops immediately. That game goes down in value, and you can pick it up for like $10 in 6 months.
Because everyone wants to be the highest overall, the fastest.
Yep.
Yeah.
They create this competition among players, and that's an easy way to make money. Especially with the VVC?
Yeah, VC.
Virtual currency.
Yeah, it's crazy how much people spend on that.
And like even legacy game franchises like Call of Duty have been plagued by this, you know, with the loot boxes and the skins, and it's ruining gaming.
Yeah.
It's making games so inaccessible to the guy that just wants to sit down after work and play a game, because these guys don't have the opportunity to be on the same level as these kids that are using their mom's credit cards to throw down.
They just sit at their house all day.
Hundreds of
dollars. Black Ops 2.
Spend a whole weekend, like, all day, all night, just playing video games.
Like, if you just compare, Modern Warfare 2 to any Call of Duty game in the last 10 years, there's no comparison.
Yeah.
Everybody's on the same level in that game. You rank up when you can, get good stuff because you play more. You don't get good stuff because you pay more.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how it should be. You play, you get better.
Yeah.
You don't.
And even those guys that were level 50s, level 60s, you know, master prestige, whatever, you didn't feel like you couldn't kill them. You didn't feel like you couldn't get above them.
Uh-huh.
It was just, you know, it was a strategic difference, but you still felt like
you stood
a chance.
Kill them.
Yeah.
All
right. I get into a game of Call of Duty now, and I don't even want to do it. You know, I know as soon as I spawn in, I'm going to get wrecked by some dude that paid $60 to get, like, some upgraded weapon that I haven't got. So it's like, okay.
That's all for today. Thanks, Peyton, for joining us on this episode.
No, thank you guys for having me. I really appreciate the time with you. Good conversation, guys.
Might see you again.
Yeah. Peace out, dogs.
Peace.